Good day, I'm Peter Gay Hodges with JIS Midday News for Thursday, July 5. Coming up, Prime Minister reaffirms commitment to CARICOM objectives, insurance plan to be launched for entertainment industry, and government strengthening efforts to eliminate child labor. The news in detail after the break.
Housing Agency of Jamaica, HAJ, building affordable housing solutions for low and middle income earners, providing a better quality of life for Jamaican families. Visit us today at 13 Caledonia Avenue, Kingston 5, Albion Road, Montego Bay, or Barracks Road, Savannah Lamar, Westmoreland. Call us at 876-968-7522-4, 876-968-7536-9, or visit our website at hajl.gov.jm. HAJ, building Jamaica, one community at a time.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has reaffirmed Jamaica's commitment to the principal objectives of the Caribbean Community, CARICOM. These, he says, include the expansion of trade and investment opportunities for member states, the promotion of foreign policy coordination, and functional cooperation. Mr. Holness adds that Jamaica's chairmanship of CARICOM over the next 6 months will focus on the need for practical and effective responses to the changing geopolitical and economic realities.
Our work will be undergirded by the theme, Building Stronger, Resilient, and Secure Partnerships for Prosperity. We will call upon all member states to summon the necessary political will and determination to ensure that all programs and initiatives are strategically focused and geared towards meeting an ambitious process of reform.
Prime Minister Holness was speaking at the opening ceremony for the 39th regular meeting of the Conference of the CARICOM Heads of Government at the Montego Bay Convention Center on Wednesday. The Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport is to launch an entertainment industry insurance plan later this year. Portfolio Minister Olivia Grange says the insurance plan will operate in similar fashion to the government's Jamaican Athletes Insurance Plan, JAIP, providing financial assistance to registered members of the entertainment fraternity, particularly those who fall on hard times.
It was done in collaboration with the Development Bank of Jamaica, the Administrator General's Department, and the Ministry of Labor and Social Security. This was a timely response to the passing of 18 entertainers between September 2016 and September 2017.
Minister Grange made the announcement in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. Meanwhile, the government has begun work geared at achieving the repatriation of Jamaican cultural artifacts located in foreign countries. Minister of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport, Olivia Grange, said the country is to sign two United Nations conventions which will provide the access needed to reclaim items of historical significance.
As part of the plan to protect and repatriate, we have begun preparatory work towards Jamaica's ratification of two international conventions to deal with the illicit trafficking of cultural heritage. The UNESCO Convention on the Means of Prohibiting and Preventing the Illicit Import, Export, and Transfer of Ownership of Cultural Property, and the UNIDROIT Convention on Stolen or Illegally Exported Cultural Objects.
The minister adds that amendments to the Jamaica National Heritage Trust Act are to be proposed as the existing legislative regime does not address the trade in cultural material and artifacts. And Labor and Social Security Minister Shahine Robinson is reaffirming the government's commitment to the regional effort to eliminate child labor. Speaking at a recent training of trainers workshop on labor inspection, with a focus on child labor, occupational safety, and health, Minister Robinson said Jamaica stands ready to cooperate with its regional and international partners to develop strategies to tackle the crime and minimize its effects.
This regional initiative, through the South-South Cooperation and the ILO, will promote integrated strategies at all levels to end hazardous child labor and address the specific safety and health issues faced by workers.
33 trainers from the Ministries of Labor in Jamaica, Guyana, and the Bahamas are participating in the Training of Trainers workshop, which runs from July 2 to 6 at the Terranova All Suite Hotel in Kingston. That was JIS News. I'm Peter Gay Hodges.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.